I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father.
这是主耶稣来到这个地上，他使命的一个总结。
This is the summary his mission on earth.
我从父出来说到他的出处跟他的道成肉身。
When he said I came from the Father, he talked about his origin and his incarnation.
那到了世界，讲到他是人子的身份，在地上的使命、教训和工作。
When he talked about he arrived on this earth, talk about coming to this earth, his mission, his teaching, his work on earth as the Son of Man.
然后我又离开世界，讲到他经由十字架的苦难、流出宝血、受死跟复活。
He talked about he leave this world, speaking of his suffering on the cross, shedding precious blood and death and resurrection.
最后他说我往父那里去，讲到他的升天。并回到原来的荣耀里面。
When he talked about going to the Father, he's speaking of his ascension and retaining his original glory.
我们晓得一般正统的基督教信仰有五件大事啊。
We know traditional Orthodox Christian have five fundamentals.
第一个讲到童女怀孕。
The birth of the Virgin Mary.
第二讲到她被钉死在十架上。
Number two is crucifixion.
第三讲到他从死里复活。
Number three, resurrection from the dead.
第四，他升上高天。
Number four, ascension to heaven.
第五，他有一天会再来。
Number five, he will come again.
刚刚我们看了十六章二十八节，包括了前面讲的四项。
Just now we read chapter 16:28, talk about the
first four. 就是在复活、升天跟再来之间，有一件大事发生了。
There's a big thing going to happen, and between resurrection and the ascending to heaven.
就是三一真神的第三位位格，就是圣灵被天父跟主耶稣差派到地上来。
The third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, was sent to the earth by the Father.
成为我们的保惠师。
Will become our comforter.
所以今天我们就要从圣灵降临之后他在地上的工作，我们来交通一下。
Today we're going to look at the work of the Holy Spirit on earth as after His descent.
父神，我们感谢你的恩典，弟兄姐妹欢喜快乐来到你殿中来敬拜你。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your glory and we gather here to worship you.
我们求圣灵带领我们进入真理。
We ask the Holy Spirit help us enter into the truth.
祝福我们从聚会的开头直到末了。
Be with us from the beginning to the end of this worship.
我们将祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
在讲到圣灵工作以前，我们先要把这圣灵的意思稍微解释一下。
Before we start talk about the Holy Spirit's work, we need to talk about the meaning.
在十四章有一段讲到耶稣这么说，他说：“我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们呢，却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。”
But John 14:16-17, he said, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. He is the Spirit of truth. The world is unable to receive him because it does not see him or know him. But you do know him because he remains with you and will be in you.
这是一个非常宝贵的应许啊。
This is a very precious promise.
那中文和合本把这个圣灵翻译成保惠师或训慰师。
The Chinese Union Version translates Holy Spirit as comfort.
那圣灵的意思就是那一位被召唤到旁边来的。
The meaning of the original Greek meaning means the one who's called to the side.
它跟一个动词有关系，就是鼓励或是安慰。
It related to a verb and means encourage and comfort.
所以圣灵第一个意思就是。来到旁边会鼓励或安慰的那一位。
The first meaning of the Holy Spirit is come to your side to aid you and comfort you.
另外，圣灵也有其他的意思哦。
It also has another meaning.
那跟法律的用语有关系。
It's related to the law.
它是指法律顾问或是法庭上的辩护者。
A counselor in law or an apologist in court.
那有时候也是指什么检察官或者起诉者。
It also means the judge or the prosecutor.
那我们先来讲圣灵对世界上不信他的人的工作是什么？
Now we'll talk about the work of the Holy Spirit to those who do not believe him in this world.
刚刚我们念的8到11节啊，就说到了，他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判。世界责备自己，为罪是因为他们不信我；为义呢，是因为我往父那里去，你们就不在这里；为审判是因为这世界的王受了审判。
Earlier, Brother Li Quan and children read the verse to us, John 16:8-11. When he comes, he'll prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in him. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned.
自己责备自己到底什么意思?
Condemn oneself, what that mean?
英文是说, 指证有罪，宣告有罪。
We talk about to be pointed as a wrong and to pronounce to be guilty.
所以在16章第8节是讲到圣灵像一位检察官，像一位起诉者。
Then John 16:8 said the Holy Spirit is like a judge, is like a prosecutor.
在三个方面，就是在罪、在义、在审判各方面来指证世人有罪，来宣告世人是有罪的。
And convincing and declaring the world guilty in three aspects, in sin, righteousness, and judgment.
但是这边的意思啊，并不是说圣灵像一位公义的审判官来将世人定罪啊。
But here does not mean he's a righteous judge to come here to condemn this world.
他是在世人的心灵深处，让他们明白自己是有罪的。
Rather, the Holy Spirit make people understand their guilty deep in their hearts.
所以圣灵在这边不是判决罪的裁决。
So the work of the Holy Spirit not here to promote the judgment of sin.
而是让世人知道他自己的失落，自己犯罪的光景，所以能够在神面前，在圣灵面前能够悔改，求神怜悯，然后被救赎。
But to make people aware of their own laws and sinful conditions so they can repent, ask God for mercy, and be saved before the Holy God.
在第一方面，他就说了，为罪是因为他们不信我。
In the first aspect, he said, for sin, because they did not believe in me.
因为人们不信耶稣，圣灵就证明，就宣告他们有罪。
Because people do not believe in Jesus, so Holy Spirit approve and declare they are guilty.
那保罗怎么讲？保罗说：“世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。”
What Paul says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
那我们读创世纪就知道，亚当夏娃因为不顺从神的命令，吃了知识上树上那个果子之后呢，罪性就植根于亚当夏娃的身上。
We all know that after Adam and Eve disobeyed God's command and ate from the tree of knowledge and good and evil, their sinful nature are rooted inside of them.
所以从那个时候开始，只要是男女结合生下来的人呢，罪性就由基因染色体这样的传下来了，一直到现在。
From that time on, as long as a person is born out of a union of a man and a woman, the sinful nature is passed down from generation to generation.
在圣经里面，最合神心意的人大卫王，他怎么讲的？他说：“我是在罪孽里面生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。”
In the Bible, King David is called the man of God's own heart. What did he say? He said, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from time my mother conceived me."
哎呀，我们还没有生出来，就注定是一个罪人。
We are sinners even before we were born.
一个有罪性的人，
a person with sinful nature.
所以罪性是人天生俱来，而且人人有之。
Therefore, the sinful nature is innate, and everyone has it.
当我们慢慢长大之后呢，在某些条件跟环境之下，为了要保护自己的权益呢，我们的罪性就发出了罪行。
As we grow up under certain circumstances, in order to protect our own right and interest, we start to committing crimes due to our sinful nature.
撒谎会不会啊？
Such as lying.
贪心、嫉妒会不会啊？
Greed.
恨人、诡诈，甚至凶杀会不会？
Jealous, hatred, deceit, and murder.
所以在希腊文中的罪的最根本意思是指一个弓箭手在射箭。 这不重把心掉在地上。
In the basic meaning of sin in Greek is when the archer shoot the arrow and miss the bull's eye and fall to the ground.
那个靶心就是神的标准。
The bull's eye is God's standard.
当我们够不上神标准的时候，那个就是罪了。
When we cannot meet God's standard, it is sin.
道德也好，教育也好，法律也好，最多只能够约束人少犯一些罪，但没有办法改变人的罪性。
At most, morality, education, law can only restrain people to commit less crimes, but they cannot change people's sinful heart.
但是呢，公义的神断不能够把有罪的看成是无罪。
A righteous God can never regard guilty as innocent.
但是他又深爱他所造的人呢。
But he deeply loved his creation.
那他要怎么做才能够满足他的公义，又满足他对人的爱呢？
How can God do to satisfy His justice as well as His love for mankind?
所以在神永恒的救赎计划之下，将三一神第二个位格道成肉身来到地上做人，他名叫耶稣。
Under God's eternal redemption plan, the second person of the Triune God became flesh, came to earth to be a human being named Jesus.
这一位啊，是经由童女怀孕，没有罪性，也没有犯过罪的人。是一个真人，也是一个真神。
This Jesus, who was conceived by virgin, has no sinful nature, never committed a sin. A real person is also a true God.
所以他可以为世人的罪钉在十字架上面，流出宝血，满足父神对罪公义审判的要求。
He was crucified on the cross for our sin, and his precious blood.She satisfied God's righteousness requirement for judgment on our sin.
所以让一切能够信他的人罪得赦免，因信称义，成为一个新造的人。
Allow all of us who believe in Him have His sin for have their sin forgiven, justified by faith, and become new creation.
那我们都很熟悉约翰福音三章十六到十八节的经文。
We'll read John 3:16-18.
深爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他还不信神独生子。
For God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God, God's one and only Son.
所以主耶稣就说了，圣灵既然来了，就是要叫世人为罪，自己责备自己，因为他们不信耶稣。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit has come, He will come.Convict the world of sin because they have not believed in Him.
也就是说，圣灵他在不信人的心中指证他们仍然有罪，因为他们还不相信耶稣基督的救恩。
This is to say, the Holy Spirit in the hearts of unbeliever convincing them that they are still guilty because they have not yet believed in the salvation of Jesus Christ.
那这个是圣灵在不信的人中的第一方面的工作。
This is the first work in the unbelievers, the Holy Spirit.
人们不信耶稣，圣灵就指证，就宣告他们有罪。
If people do not believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit will convict them of sin.
那我们现在来看圣灵对人第二方面的工作。
Let's see the second aspect of work the Holy Spirit does.
圣灵为了义而宣告世人有罪。
For righteousness, he declared the sin in the sake of righteousness.
第十节说，为了义，是因为我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
Verse 10, it said, about righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer.
那这个到底是什么意思？
What does this mean?
如果说这个义是指基督的义，
If we talk about this righteous of Christ's righteousness,
就是说基督是神的义。
Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God.
那在基督身上，人们看见公义最完全的表现。
People see the full manifest of the righteousness of God.
就是他的生命里面勾画出那个神完全的公义。
And his life just delineate the righteousness of God.
今天耶稣将要离开他们了。
Today Jesus about to depart from them.
借着十字架能够回到父神那里去。
Through Christ, he returned to back to the Father.
那就让世人感到对公义的失落和需要。
So this will make people feeling the lost and need for justice.
然而，如果这个义哦是指世人的义
，However, if this righteousness refer to the righteousness of this world,
也就是说，第九节的那个圣灵为了世人的罪指证他们有罪，所以按照上下文的。解经原则第十节的应该是指他们世人的罪。
Because of verse 9, the Holy Spirit convicts the sin of the world according to the principle of contextual interpretation. Verse 10 should also be, it may be more appropriate because of their guilt for their right, this world's righteousness.
来指证他们有罪。
Yet that convinced them their sin.
这种解经比较恰当。
This seems to be more appropriate.
但是我们要问哦，什么是世人的义啊
？But we'll ask, what's the righteousness of this world?
先知以赛亚说，我们都好像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
The prophet Isaiah said, all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all of righteousness act like a filthy rags.We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins whip us away.
其实啊，人所谓的义啊，在神看来就像一件污秽的外衣。
What man called righteousness looks like a filthy garment in God's eye.
但是世人一般不会认为自己是迷失的罪人，他们认为自己的本质是好的。
People in this world doesn't consider them sinful. They think they have a good, right nature.
如果羔羊的神的羔羊是除去世人罪孽的，那个当然是指别人的。
Oh, they, when they think about when the Lamb of God take away sins of the world, they're referring taking the sin of other people.
那我自己呢？我比上不足，比下有余。
What about me?I'm not as good as the superior, but I'm a little better than most people.
做事一向凭良心做事，何罪之有？
I do things all according to my own conscience. What crime do I have?
但是使徒保罗怎么讲？
But what Paul says?
他说神救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜跟圣灵的更新。
Paul says in Titus 3:5, he saved us not because righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rivers, renewing by the Holy Spirit.
那保罗又说，他说我也认识耶稣基督为至宝。
Paul also said in Philippians 3:8, what is more, I consider everything loss because
他已丢弃万事，看作粪土，为了要得到基督，就是得以在他里面。不是有自己因行律法的义，乃是有信基督的义，因此就信神而来的义。所以自己的义是在罪性之下被污染的义。
One's own righteousness is a righteousness that's polluted and under a sinful nature.
是一个自我为中心的义。
It's self-centeredness.
是不完全的义啊。
It's incomplete righteousness.
所以在这里主耶稣说到圣灵为世人的义，指出他们是有罪的。
Here the Lord Jesus said, the Holy Spirit tell the people they don't have the complete righteousness.
那是因为他要往父那里去，他们呢就不再见到他了。
Because he's going to the Father, they will see him no more.
所以当主耶稣离开世界回到父神那里去的时候，圣灵就接替了主耶稣在地上的工作，来指证世人的义是不完全的。
So when Christ returned to the Father, the Holy Spirit carried the baton.For his work, he going to point out the world righteousness is incomplete.
但是哦，在第十节所用的字眼却是你们就不再见我。
But the, in verse 10 it said you will see me no more.
这个你们当然是指使徒们了。
The you means apostles.
而不是用他们来指世人。
This means them, the world.
为什么？
Why?
我们记得在十五章结尾的时候，耶稣 说到圣灵来地上是为耶稣做见证。
At the end of chapter 15, it said the Holy Spirit came to the world to bear witness for Christ.
而同时，使徒们也要为耶稣做见证。
At the same time, the apostles also have to bear witness to Christ.
所以圣灵就是取代耶稣来帮助他们。
The Holy Spirit came to help them instead of Jesus.
所以换一句话说，当主耶稣升天之后，门徒不再见到他了。
In other words, Christ ascended to heaven, the disciple no longer will see him.
但是圣灵会来。
The Holy Spirit will
come. 他会住在他们里面。
Will live in them.
他会帮助他们。
Will help them.
那圣灵会借着门徒所做的见证，让世人知道，指证世人的义不完全。
And through the testimony of the disciples,The Holy Spirit will let the world know and prove the world righteousness is incomplete.
都是自我为中心的意义。
All self-centered.
这样指出证明世人是有罪的。
And pointing out that approving the world righteousness is incomplete and sinful.
我举一个例子。在《使徒行传》第二章。
One example in Acts chapter 2.
当圣灵降临之后，赐给使徒们很多能力啊。
After the Holy Spirit descend and give powers to the disciples,
他们就承担了一个使命。
They assumed a mission,
就是为世人的罪而指证他们是有罪。
Which was to convince the world their sin.
彼得在第一次公开讲道里面
，In the first sermon, Peter declared,
他对犹太人这么讲。
He said to the Jews,
他说：“主耶稣按照神的先旨，钉子先见被交与人，是借着乌法灯的时候把他钉在十字架上杀了。
The Lord Jesus was delivered to men according to God's purpose and foreknowledge, and they nailed him on the cross and killed him through the hands of lawless men.
但是这一些人以为自己做了公义的事来替天行道。
They thought they have done righteous things act on behalf of God.
但是神却让耶稣从死里复活。
But Jesus, but God raised Jesus from death.
又从父神受了所应许的圣灵，把圣灵浇灌下来。
Received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father.
所以彼得就说，让以色列人都晓得，被钉在十架上的耶稣基督，神已经立他为主的基督了。
So, Peter told the Jews that the Christ you nailed on the cross, and he is the Lord of God.
那在后来的经文就讲到了。这些人听到的话，心就扎心了。
And in the later passage, you'll see these people hear those words, pierce their hearts.
知道他们犯了罪。
They know they sin.
就悔改，信了耶稣基督的。
And repent and.
扎心就是圣灵在人心里面的工作，指出他们是有罪的。
Piercing the heart is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个是圣灵对世人第二方面的工作。为了世人的义而证明世人是有罪。
This is the second aspect of the Holy Spirit's work in this unbelieving world, point out their sin.
那第三方面呢，在审判的事上证明世人有罪。
The third aspect the Holy Spirit do is in the term of judgment.
他说为了审判，是因为这世界的王受了审判。
He said,Because for judgment, because the prince of the world was judged.
世界的王就是撒旦，就是魔鬼。
The prince of this world is Satan, the devil.
圣灵为了这世界的审判而证明世人有罪，这个道理是什么意思？
What does it mean the Holy Spirit was judged for the prince of the world and convict the world of sin?
主耶稣在约翰福音十二章说到自己将要被钉十字架。说到这个世界受了审判，这世界的王将要被赶出去。
When the Lord Jesus prophesied he would be crucified in John 12:31, he said, "Now the world will be judged. The prince of the world will be kicked out."
那一般的世人呢，认为十字架是主耶稣受羞辱、受到刑罚的地方。
Most people in this world will think the cross.It's where Christ was nailed down. It's humiliation and punishment.
但是主耶稣知道，十字架是他唯一回到荣耀的途径。
But our Lord Jesus knows this is the only path for him to be glorified.
所以在哥罗西书第二章，他说主耶稣在十字架上既然将一切执政掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
Galatians 2:15. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and disgraced them publicly. He triumphed over them by him.
所以十字架是主耶稣得胜、撒旦被击败、被审判的地方。
Therefore, the cross is the place where the Lord, Jesus, when Satan is defeated, that the Satan is defeated and judged.
其实哦，这个世界的王已经受了审判，而且已经被定了罪。
Actually, the Lord of this world, Satan, already been judged, already been condemned.
但是老约翰在启示录第二十章告诉我们说，神对撒旦最后的审判要等到千年国之后，那个时候他将被扔到硫磺火湖坑里面。
And yet, as old age told us in Revelation 20, the final judgment for Satan is he will be.After millennium, he will be thrown in the pit of fire and brimstone.
那我们知道硫磺火湖就是指地狱。
The fire of a pit of fire and brimstone is the hell.
那个是神为魔鬼预备最终的结局。
And this is the final ending he prepared for the Satan.
你要问说有没有圣经根据啊
？You ask, is there any proof in the Bible?
在马太福音二十五章。王又向那左边的说：“你们这被咒诅的人，离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去。”
In Matthew 25:41 says, "He also said to those on the left, 'Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'"
所以，永火就是地狱，也就是神为魔鬼预备一个永恒的住处。
Eternal abode is only place for the devil.
但是不单是为魔鬼啊，也是为他的使者，就是那些跟随他的人。
It's not only for the devil, but also for those who follow him.
保罗在以弗所第二章就说到了，如果我们不信耶稣，必定跟随世界的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领。
Paul said in Ephesians 2 that if people do not believe in the Lord Jesus, they will follow the custom of the world, obey the power of the air.
也就是说，他们会陷入魔鬼的圈套，跟随魔鬼。这中间没有中间路线。
That also means they will follow the devil into his trap, and there is absolutely no middle way.
在约翰福音第八章，耶稣指出，那魔鬼是所有不信之人的父。他说。你们是出于你们的父魔鬼。
In John 8:44, Lord Jesus pointed out, "Devil is the father of all unbelievers." He said, "You are of your father, the devil."
启示录说，魔鬼最后的判决的命运已经确定了，在末世审判的时候，他们将被扔在火湖坑里。
The book of Revelation says the devil's final fate has been determined. He will be thrown in the fire, the pit of fire, for the final judgment.
那些跟随魔鬼的人呢，最后要面对白色大宝座的审判，因为不信耶稣基督的救恩，罪还没有被耶稣基督的宝血赦免，将继续被定罪。
Those who follow the devil and later will face the great white throne judgment because they do not believe in Jesus Christ for salvation, sins have not been washed away and forgiven by the precious blood of Jesus.
所以他们就会跟随魔鬼，轮与相同的命运。
So they will follow the devil and fall into the same fate.
这个是非常可怕、非常严肃的结局啊。
That's very serious and terrible ending.
所以，当我们跟不信的人传福音的时候
，So we may preach to the gospel to the unbeliever.
我们会讲到人的罪，我们会讲到神的爱。
We'll talk about the man's sin and God's love.
但我认为我们应该讲到神对人最后的审判。
But I think we also needed to tell them the final judgment of God.
圣灵会借着人的良知知道自己是个罪人。如果这个罪不被对付，不被宝血洗净的话，难逃将来的审判。
The Holy Spirit will use the conscience in people's heart to help them know they're sinners. But if the sin are not dealt with and washed away by the blood of Christ, they will not escape the final judgment.
因为对不信的人，罪是已经定了。
To the unbelievers, the sin already proclaimed their ending.
经上说，信主的有永生，不信主的得不到永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。
In the Bible, it said, "Those who believe the Son will have eternal life. Those who do not believe in the Son will not receive eternal life.
那这是第三方面哦。 圣灵在审判这个世上，罪名世人有罪。This
is the third aspect. The Holy Spirit proclaimed the sin of this world.
那我们现在要花一点时间来看圣灵来了之后对教会的工作是什么。Let's
take some time to take a look. What's the work Holy Spirit is doing in church?
第一个，圣灵来了要引导我们明白一切的真理。First,
the Holy Spirit has come. He'll guide us to understand all truth.
这一位有位格的圣灵会说话。
This personal, person Holy Spirit can speak.
在旧约，神借着众先知们讲话。
In the Old Testament, the God speaks through the prophet.
他也借着他的儿子耶稣基督讲话。
He also speaks through his son Jesus.
神当然也会借着圣灵来说话。
And he also can speak through Holy Spirit.
圣灵将神的真理讲出来，并且启示门徒们。 完成了神在他儿子耶稣基督里面的启示。The
Holy Spirit speak God's truth, reveal it to the people, thereby completing the revelation of God His Son Jesus.
第一个，圣灵呢会启示使徒们完成新约的正典。The
first Holy Spirit inspired the apostles to complete the book of New Testament.
所以在约翰福音16章12节，主耶稣对门徒说了：“我还有好多话要告诉你们，但是你们现在担当不了啊。”
So in John 16:12, the Jesus said to his disciple, "I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now."
现在我们回头来看啊。Now
look back.
圣经里面有很多关于教会的奥秘。
The Bible have many spiritual mystery about the church.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，即使告诉门徒，门徒们也不会了解。While
Christ was on earth, even he told them they would not understand.
第一次等到主耶稣被钉的十字架，复活升天之后，将圣灵差派下来，他进驻在教会里面。This
has to wait after the crucifixion, resurrection, ascending to the heaven, descending of the Holy Spirit.
然后经过圣灵的引导启示，众使徒们，他们把新约写出来了。Through
the revelation of the Holy Spirit to the apostles, they can write the Bible, the New Testament.
主耶稣的十二位门徒。
Jesus had 12 disciples.
当中有渔夫啊。There
is a fisherman.
西门彼得跟约翰都是渔夫。Peter
and John both fishermen.
他们没有受到多少教育啊。They
did not receive much education.
但是彼得写的彼得前后书。But
Peter wrote the first and second Peter.
约翰写的约翰福音、约翰一二三书跟启示录。But
John wrote the Gospel of John and First, Second, Third John and Book of Revelation.
所以很明显的，他们是受到圣灵的启示。Apparently,
they were inspired and revealed by the Holy Spirit.
把关于耶稣基督的事记下来。They
be able to record the things about Jesus.
所以让后来的世人可以去阅读。So
later on, generations can read.
但是你说使徒保罗呢？
What about the Apostle Paul?
他可是旧约泰斗加马列名下的高材生呢。He
was a top scholar and student named after top scholar of the Old Testament, Gamaliel.
在约翰福音15章末了跟16章开头那一段。In
the John 15 and 16.
那主耶稣事先告诉门徒，将来他会面临逼迫。
Jesus told his disciples in advance that he will be persecuted.
有一个人叫扫罗，就是逼迫耶稣的人。Paul
is the one of the person who persecuted.
那我们都晓得，有一次他去大马士的路上要去抓基督徒。We
all know that one day he was on his way to Damascus to arrest Christians.
圣灵就光照他，圣灵基督的灵就向他显现了。He
was enlightened by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus. Appeared to him.
哎呀，感谢神啊！是这个扫罗，立马就信耶稣了。Give
thanks to God. Saul immediately repent and believe.
在同一个时候，神呼召他出来侍奉那个又真又活的神，后来改名为保罗。Same
time, God called him out to serve him, and he changed his name to Paul.
哎呀，有一天我们去天上啊，要感谢神啊，让这保罗大哥信耶稣啊。Now
one day we go to heaven, we get thank God for Paul.
他将教会里面很多真理写下来了。
And he revealed many truths about the church to us.
比如说因信称义的真理。
Believing God by faith.
他讲到外邦人跟犹太人信徒的合一。
The unity of Gentile and the Jews.
他甚至讲到神在创世以前那个永恒的旨意。
He also talked about God's eternal will before the creation of the world.
讲得太激动了。
Too excited.
然后你没有睡着。刚刚讲到哪里啊？睡着了没有？
Justification by truth and.
但是保罗自己怎么讲呢
？But what Paul said himself.
他在家他就第一章这么讲。
In Galatians 1.
他说：“弟兄们，我告诉你们。
”I want you to know, brothers and sisters.
他说：“我素来所传的福音不是出于人的。
”The gospel I preached is not of man.
因为我不是从人领受，也不是从人教导我来。
I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught.
他说乃是从基督耶稣启示来的。
Rather, I received by the revelation from Jesus Christ.
所以是圣灵，是耶稣的灵来启示保罗，让他能够传福音，让他能够把福音的真理写下来。
It was the Holy Spirit who inspired Paul to preach the gospel, write down many gospel truths.
所以圣灵首先是启示门徒们关于教会的真理，让他们把新约能够完全写出来。
Therefore, it was the Holy Spirit who first revealed the truth about the church to the Gospels.
第二，圣灵，第二，圣灵要引导我们明白一切的真理。
Second, the Holy Spirit illuminates the truth and help us understand truth.
我们都晓得，当我们信了福音之后
，We all know after we receive the Gospel.
当我们认罪悔改
，After we repent.
当我们归向真神的时候
，When we turn to true God.
圣灵就内住在我们里面啊。
The Holy Spirit will indwell inside of us.
它成为一个印记。
He became a seal.
是我们将来得基业的一个凭据。
Will be the evidence of our inheritance.
但是圣灵更会在心中引导我们，启示我们，帮助我们对真理的认识。
But the Holy Spirit also will guide us in our heart to understand the truth.
圣灵更在我们日常生活中。引导我们，使我们主观的来经历神的自己。
The Holy Spirit even guide us in our daily lives, enable us to experience God.
所以我们就把客观的真理化为主观的经历。
Subjectively turn to objective truth into subjective experience.
所以这里说，真理的圣灵来了，要引导我们明白而进入一切的真理。
So when this said, the Holy Spirit of truth has come, He will guide us to understand.And enter all truth.
所以啊，弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们平常在读圣经之前。
So before we read our Bible.
求神给我们智慧，让圣灵来帮助我们明白圣经中神的话。
We ought to ask God to let the Holy Spirit guide us.
第二，圣灵来是要荣耀基督，是要高举基督。
Secondly, the Holy Spirit come.Glorify, exalt Christ.
十四节说，他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
Verse 14 said, He will glorify me because it is from me he will receive and he will make known to you.
所以从十四节我们知道，圣灵来，他的终极的工作乃是把所有的注意力、所有的焦点都集中在耶稣基督身上，来荣耀基督。
So from this verse, we know that the Holy Spirit's ultimate work.It's to help us to focus our attention on Christ and glorify.
圣灵从来不高举自己，只高举基督，因为基督是一切的中心。
The Holy Spirit never exalts himself, only Christ. But Christ is the center of everything.
那我们来讲啊，圣灵是怎么样做到这一点的
？Then how did the Holy Spirit do it?
那主耶稣他借着十字架替我们受死、复活、升天，回到父神荣耀之后呢？
After the Lord Jesus died for us on the cross, He was resurrected, ascending to heaven, and returned to the glory of Father.
刚刚说他把圣灵赐下来了。
He sent the Holy Spirit.
他内住在信徒的心中。
Indwelling in the believer's heart.
他们甚至会被圣灵充满。
They will even be filled with the Holy Spirit.
能够被圣灵管理。
Be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
有时候能够变成主的荣形。
And transferred in the glorious image of
God. 所以圣徒之间受圣灵的感动，彼此相爱。
The saints are inspired by the Holy Spirit to love one another.
让世界的人能够羡慕这个爱的团契。
So the world can be envious to see such love.
所以他们就愿意来到教会啊。
So they are willing to come to.
只要他们肯踏进教会。
If they are willing to come.
只要他们肯谦卑下来。
If they are willing to humble
themselves. 圣灵会感动他们，将荣耀归给神。
The Holy Spirit will move them, will give glory to God.
所以啊，弟兄姐妹，当我们信呢。 耶稣领受真理。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we receive the truth,
我们如果把真理行出来，
if we act it out,
我们顺从圣灵的引导，
we obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
我们活在真理当中，
we live in the truth,
我们高举基督，
we exalt Christ,
那没有什么会比这个更让主的名得到荣耀。
There's nothing more bring greater joy to God.
保罗说，字句是叫人死。
Paul said the letters kills people.
圣灵是叫人活。
But the Holy Spirit makes them live.
对真理的认识只是理性的层面。
To understand the truth is only in the intellectual level.
如果我们在日常生活中能够体贴圣灵，顺从圣灵。
If we being considerate of the Holy Spirit and follow Him.
圣灵就会借着主的话来改变我们的心思意念。
The Holy Spirit will change our hearts through His God's word.
我们会被圣灵充满，
we'll be filled with the Holy Spirit,
能够反照出主的荣耀，
we'll reveal the glory of God,
就让基督的名被高举了。
Then the Lord Christ's name
这样子我们能够荣耀基督，
then we will glorify Him,
让主的心得到满足，
then His heart be satisfied.
好，我们来总结一下。
Let's summarize today.
约翰福音16章5到15节告诉我们什么？
John 16:5-15. What does it tell us?
对不信的人，要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己，而能够悔改归向基督。
First, for the unbelieving world, that the world may be convict itself of sin, righteousness, justice, so that it can repent.
也就是说，圣灵借着三件事情来提醒人们。
It's in other words, the Holy Spirit used three things to remind people.
讲到人的罪。
Human sin,
自我心中不完全的义，
self-centeredness and incomplete righteousness,
以及将来末后世代的审判，
and the final judgment,
来提醒、来证明他们是有罪的，能够让他们归向神。
To prove to them, to remind them that they are sinful, need to turn to God.
对教会来讲，圣灵引导圣徒们明白进入真理，借着圣徒的见证来高举基督、荣耀基督。
Second, for the church, it shall not only guide the saints to understand to enter into the truth.
这个就是我们所信的福音。
This is the truth we believe.
我不晓得我们当中有没有慕道友。
I don't know if there's any unbelievers here.
当神的话，当圣灵提醒你自己不信耶稣的罪，自己不完全的义。
So when the Holy Spirit reminds you your sin. And your incomplete righteousness,
以及面对将来末世的审判，
then also facing the future judgment.
哎呀，征求圣灵感动你，能够谦卑下来。
Then we ask the Holy Spirit to
touch you. 我们的心转向耶稣基督，
turn your heart to Christ.
能够谦卑地接受他为你的救主跟生命的主，
humbly accept Him as the Savior and Lord.
跟这一群弟兄姐妹一同来分享福音的好处。
So we can share with brothers the glory of the gospel.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你的恩典，因为你的话语从来不突然返回。
Dear Lord, we give thanks to you. Your word will not retain in vain.
但愿你的话语能够激励我们当中的慕道友。
That we ask your words to encourage, to inspire the unbelievers.
能够谦卑，能够归向。
To humble, to repent, to
也让我们众弟兄姐妹们能够更加认识。
And also help the brother and sister to know you more.
能够被圣灵引导进入绝对的真理。
To follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, enter into the all truth.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.